This is Billy Brimman, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and I'm so blessed today to have Hannah home from Tulsa, and of course Brandon, her brother, 22, he works with me all the time. Their mother's in here. Last week we were telling about supernatural happenings in their lifetime, because listen, folks, Jesus is coming, and I believe he's coming really soon. I watch the signs of the times. I watch Iran. I watch what's happening there. I watch with the Bible in one hand. I spend a lot of time even in Israel. And so I know it's a call on my life to watch and be a witness of what God's doing. And here we are. And Jesus told us about this magnificent fact that the Holy Ghost is going to live inside you. And he is our power. He has been dealing with us out at Prayer Mountain to realize that we are to give him our vessel. Give him our bodies. Let him work through us. See, the devil, he has to have a body to work through. That's why he tells people and gets them off to be fortune tellers and gets them off to write Harry Potter books and all kinds of things, or vampire books. But God needs Holy Ghost people, filled temples of God moving with power. And 2012, you mark my word, you're going to see the church walking in what Jesus said we should walk in. We've been talking about how in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he was presenting a kingdom to the Jews, which they did not receive. When they did not receive that, then he begins to give new covenant realities. At John 13:34, he says, a new commandment I give you. And then he starts talking about he's going away. Where is he going to? He said, I'm going to the Father. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. The place of the church, Ephesians chapter 1, is before the Father. Everybody doesn't have that place before the Father. You have to be a new creation, born again. Any Jew, any Gentile, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and become a new creation, a new species, a species that never was before. And Jesus starts to explain how that species, that new man, is going to operate on the earth. He's going to operate by the power of the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is not just an influence that comes on meetings. He's a person. He has a personality. And when Jesus left, then he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. Now, we read yesterday that he said, he's been with you, but he's going to be in you. And when he comes, he's going to teach you. He's going to remind you of things that I've said. The Holy Spirit lives inside us. I remember Brother Hagin used to pray, Kenneth E. Hagin, when he would get up to preach, Holy Spirit, think through my mind. Speak through these lips of clay. That's what he wants. If he's going to bless people, if we're going to bless people, we're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost and yield to the Holy Ghost. Folks, there's no problem with the Spirit and the Word agreeing. The Holy Ghost wrote the Word. Holy men moved, we are told in Peter, as the Spirit came upon them. And so the Spirit and the Word agree. And we must have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We talked about how Jesus said he's going to teach you and he's going to remind you of things. Read that scripture, Hannah, again.
Verse 26.
Yeah, read the one where he says he's going to teach you and he's going to remind you of things.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
He shall teach you all things. And he shall bring all things to your remembrance that I have said unto you. I can't tell you how many times I'll be maybe studying, maybe just talking to somebody, and a scripture will come up in my spirit. Does that happen to you, Hannah?
Yes.
Yes, it does. And he just reminds you of things. Now, read the next orange verse, because I have in my Bible, I have marked in orange all the scriptures that have to do with the Holy Ghost. And we are now reading from Jesus' discourse, and this is in which chapter of John, Hannah?
This is John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning.
All right, so he's saying that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to testify of Jesus. He's going to tell us about Jesus. All right, go on to the next orange verse.
How about when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that ye shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
All right, now let's break that down, Hannah. Read the very first phrase again. Who's doing the talking here?
Jesus.
Who's he speaking to?
He's talking to the disciples.
Right, the 12. He's talking to them there at the Last Supper, but he's also talking to us.
Yes.
Because this is how it's going to be in the new covenant. When we are the temples of the Holy Ghost, he's going to go to the cross. He's going to bear all of our sins. He's going to shed his blood. He's going to defeat Satan in hell, take that blood up to the Father, offer it to the Father. It's going to be received. And then he's going to come back and cleanse us. Mm-hmm. We could not be cleansed temples of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost couldn't dwell in us. Remember what he said to the disciples? He has been with you, but now he's going to be in you because you're going to be cleansed. So when he's in you, then let's take this verse apart. This is my favorite. These are my favorite little ones right here. Okay.
How about when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into the all truth.
He will what?
Guide you.
He will guide you. Now, Hannah, what have I written over there? I have a wide column Bible where I can write lots of notes.
You have some Hebrew letters, and then you have my guide inside.
My guide inside. I've got a guide living inside. I've got a guide living inside. I have a guide inside. He guides me. He has promised to guide me. He has a voice. He can speak. I went through the scriptures the other day just to see how many times it says the Holy Ghost speaks. The Holy Ghost speaks. And if he speaks, then somebody's supposed to hear. And where is he speaking? Off out in the atmosphere? He can speak in a he can speak in an audible voice. I've heard him speak once and it seemed like it was audible to me, maybe twice. But most of the time, it's right inside me. And he is there to guide me where?
All the truth.
Into all truth. Now, he will guide you in the everyday decisions of life. Has he ever guided you, Hannah?
Yes, he has.
How do you know?
How do I know that he's guided me?
Yes. And how do you get him to guide you?
Well, I just listen to the small voice inside. And peace, following after peace, and just my spirit, and just what I notice about being led by the Holy Ghost is that he leads you by steps, step by step.
Why do you think that is?
So we wouldn't try to figure it out. And I think God wants us to learn how to trust him too. By not just telling us everything. And I think sometimes if he showed us everything, we wouldn't want to do it, or we would try to do it ourselves.
And there's another thing that Brother Hagin always brought up. Mm-hmm. Brother Hagin said there's just something about faith that pleases God. Mm-hmm. He said, and then Brother Hagin said, I thought it was so funny when he said it, Kenneth E. Hagin, sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't. He said, the just shall live by his faith. If you saw the whole plan, you would not be walking by faith. You would be walking by sight. Mm-hmm. I think, too, there are different reasons about it. You know, the devil. He doesn't want the devil to know everything. Mm-hmm. But it just pleases God when he shows you one step and you take it. Mm-hmm. And then he shows you another step, and you take it. Can you give us an example of that in your own life, Hannah?
think one of knowing that I was led by the spirit of myself and not having to hear from somebody else.
Somebody else like who?
Like you.
That's what I thought. Now let's get down here where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
Let's get down here where the rubber meets the road. Hannah is an outstanding basketball player. She still played an alumni game the other day out at Raymond. I guess she just really did well. But Hannah, when she was coming out of high school, I wanted Hannah to take a basketball scholarship and go to college and get her degree. I still want her to do that, by the way. I want her to roll her hours over and get her a degree. There are several schools that take Ramus hours, you know, good schools. But when Hannah was coming out of high school, this is what I wanted her to do, you know, take one of those scholarships. They ask her to try out here and there, you know, go there and do that. And I think she even went to one, I'm not sure. But anyway, Hannah then one day, Hannah, what was going on inside you?
During this time?
Yeah, during that time after high school or during high school. What were you doing? Were you praying to God what to do or what?
I was wasn't praying what to do. I knew that he had something he wanted me to do. I was just wanting to be still because there was a lot of voices.
One of them, mine, right?
Yes.
The loudest, yeah. Right.
And I know what makes me follow the Lord is that I know that on Judgment Day, I'm going to be the one to give account of my life and not you.
Really?
And so I don't want to go throughout the whole entire heaven knowing that God said, you know, what did I tell you to do? And so praise the Lord. So I just followed him and I just knew in my heart that what I was to do. And I follow peace. Well, I coming up to Rhema Bible Training Center.
The Lord told you to go to Rhema?
He didn't say, "Thus saith the Lord, go to Rhema."
Well,
how did you know? I followed peace. I followed my heart. I just had a peace about it, and that's what I wanted was peace, because everywhere else I wasn't getting that peace. So that was what I was looking for, and that's. When it was almost like joy, like bubbling.
When you would think of Rhema or what?
Well, when it was like my spirit like leaped. And I wasn't even like, oh, Rhema, because I knew about Rhema, everything, Brother Hagin. But I was just from getting that reaction in my spirit, I was like, thank God. Because every other thing was not, I wasn't getting that. So
that you were following after that joy, that peace, mm-hmm. and so I remember the day that she called her basketball coach to meet with me, and she said, "Mimi, I love you. You're a prophet of God, but I got to follow the Holy Ghost." And so we'll be back here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about following the Holy Ghost in the new year. And this is Billy Brim and Hannah and Brandon and all of us saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow when we meet again.